And now, young Widow Brown. This evening, Evan Brown's fiancé, Dr. Anthony Loring, interrupted a fierce argument between Dr. Addison Shaw, the lovely young woman surgeon who recently saved Evan's life, and Addison's ex-husband, Jim Morrison. And after Addison left, Anthony made it clear to Jim that his sympathies are with Addison, if anywhere, and that he looked forward to Jim's departure impatiently. Now, a little later, Addison has stopped by at Evan's house, and Mariah Hawkins, still in charge of Evan's convalescence, has unwillingly ushered Addison upstairs to Evan's bedroom, where she is saying,
Mariah Hawkins is annoyed with me, Ellen.
Oh, I don't think so, Allison. Mariah just feels that I should get a lot of rest after the operation you performed on me.
And you should.
But sit down, Allison. Your husband, your ex-husband, came to see me this evening.
I know. I went to see him.
Oh?
What did you think of him?
I'm afraid I thought he was very attractive, Allison. I know what a dreadful life we've had together, but I think I was struck by the fact that you're both so very delightful. It's such a tragedy that together you just don't fit it off well.
Promise you won't try to fix things up between us, Ellen.
Of course I won't if you really don't want me to.
I don't.
In other words, you know now that you're not in love with him.
Yes. Now I know.
I thought you should see him, remember? Not that I'm saying I told you so, but...
Of course. I know you did. So I didn't go because you sent me. I went because of Anthony.
Oh?
I walked in on Anthony when he was telephoning you from the hospital, when he told what he thought of Jim's coming here to Simpsonville. I knew then that I had to do something.
Allison, Anthony isn't half as bad as he sounds, believe me. He does get upset when anything hurts the hospital in any way, but
he resented Jim seeing you. Is Anthony that jealous of you, Ellen?
Jealousy doesn't enter into it, Allison, believe me. No, you see, Anthony and I have come through a rather bad time of being involved with some other people. And I think he sees in all this, Jim's arrival here, a certain... Well, I don't know how to say it. I think he'd feel almost anything or anyone was an intrusion.
Oh, then it really isn't active dislike of me, contempt for me.
Anthony likes you very much, Allison. I knew that when he told me of that first evening you spent together. Well, not a whole evening, when you met at that little restaurant after your operating on me.
He told you about that? Mm-hmm. What did he say? I was very tired, I remember. I probably talked foolishly.
Oh, no, I'm sure you didn't. But he was interested in you as a girl. You stopped being a doctor. You were someone, a real personality to him.
You don't mind that?
Why in the world should I? After all, I'm engaged to him.
Aren't you ever jealous?
Of course. Jealousy is like certain germs, always with you, but not serious unless you let it develop.
And you can control it?
Yes. Anyone can.
I've never been jealous of Jim. Why should I be? Who would ever want Jim Morrison except someone as neurotic as I've been? Someone as stupid as I've been?
Oh, come now, Allison. Jim isn't that bad.
He's an adolescent. He's immature. He needs protection. He'll always be. Oh, it's good to stand there tonight and know what I know now. Know that I'm free, Ellen. Free of him. Free as the air.
I'm glad for you, Allison. Very glad for you. And a little sorry for Jim.
Be careful. Be careful, Ellen.
You know what I mean, Allison. There's always something sad about the final giving up of a marriage. No matter how justified it may seem, no matter how intolerable the situation was, it still seems to me
I know what you mean, Ellen. You're right. And if Fagin is here, you could give him a little time. I'd be grateful. There's no use my doing anything. No use at all.
I know, Allison. The strain on you is frightful.
And I think that to be able to stay here at the hospital now, feeling as I do, free of all the fears I have of Jim and of myself, would be so good.
You must stay. Anthony needs you on the staff. And, of course, I'm so glad to have you here. I want you to stay, too.
If Jim would go away, Ellen, can you persuade him to? Can you do that, do you think?
I can try. It would be a happier solution for him, surely. Allison, just what did you say to each other? Just what did you say?
Well, how do you mean, what did you say?
How final was it for him, Allison? How definite was it for him? After all, if there is a possibility that he still loves you...
He loves drinking. That's his love, Ellen. His one love. His world.
But
what was so terrible was my love for him. The slavery that I knew. And that's why I'm so happy now. Seeing him tonight, it was as though someone had given me a key and opened a gate for me. And I walked through it. Well, help me more. Now that you've helped me this much, help me more. Make him go away, please. Let me stay here and enjoy my freedom.
Unsuspectingly, Ellen goes along with Allison in her newfound happiness. But Anthony is still suspicious. And now at Health Center Hospital, he calls on Olivia McAvoy, the superintendent of nurses, saying,
I saw your light, Max, so I knew you were still up.
Oh, Anthony. I began reading and let the time get away from me, I guess.
You're a good soul, Max. You don't ask questions.
If you don't ask questions, you don't get told lies.
What did Allison Shore say while you were driving her back to the hospital?
She didn't say anything, and she didn't come back yet.
I see. Well, where did she go? You drove her somewhere, didn't you?
To Ellen's house.
Oh. Confound it, Mac. Why can't they leave Ellen alone? First Jim Morrison tested her, and then Allison.
I suggested that it might be a little strenuous for Ellen to have an evening caller. But Dr. Shaw wasn't listening. He was very calm.
Well, what did I say, Mac? Just between the two of us, what did I say would happen about all this?
You were right as rain.
One of us. Allison or that ex-husband of hers has got to get out of town. Both of them, preferably.
Anthony, if she goes, you'll be understaffed. You shouldn't let yourself be handicapped that way.
They can handicap me in other ways, Mac. I'd rather work myself to the bone than...
Anthony, please. There's something very wrong with your whole attitude about these people.
Oh, dear, Mac, you're as dead as Ellen. You simply will not see that there's anything to be concerned about.
Because there isn't. Anthony, we need Dr. Shaw very much. Only the fact that you know about her emotional problems bother you. Actually, every other one of the doctors on the staff may have problems which we don't know about.
All right, but Allison Shaw is a woman, and a woman is not stable when she's going through a great emotional crisis.
What is he like, this Jim Morrison?
Oh, I don't know. All I know is that he's quite determined not to do anything to cooperate. He tries to blame her for their estrangement.
You sympathize with her, don't you?
Of course. To a degree.
I've been revising my opinions of Allison Shaw lately. Isn't that strange?
In what way, revising her opinions?
Well, I wonder if she contributed to the situation which resulted in the drinking.
You're outdoing Ellen, Max. She's very tolerant of the man, and she's met it. You haven't even seen him.
No, but in my career of nursing, I've seen many men who turn to drink or drugs. And Anthony, they did it. Because someone or something had betrayed them. Their ambitions, perhaps, their wives, their hopes. But all men, sick as that man has been, needs inspiration, devotion.
How can you possibly say Allison wasn't willing to give any of those things to Jim Morrison?
I don't say it, Anthony. I ask it. I ask it because I think there is a side to Allison Shaw that we do not know.
And in Ellen's mind, a similar doubt begins to take seed as Allison now says to her.
The terrible thing about Jim was that he could appeal to my pity, Ellen. And he knew it. He knew that.
Not deliberately, Allison. Surely.
Oh, yes. He lit out great moral stamina, Ellen.
Well, I wouldn't know, of course.
But that's just it. No one knows. No one knows. Except the person he has appealed to. Certain pride makes you not tell sometimes. Pride makes you smile to everyone. And pride acts like a kind of slow poison, too, making you hate everyone else who's happy.
Oh, you don't really hate them. You have a feeling of resentment, of course.
No,
but
you hate them. You hate them.
You worry me when you say that, Allison. You frighten me.
I don't mean to. But I know now what I want out of life, Ellen. I know it. Because I know that Jim means nothing to me. He can't hurt me. He can't make me do what he wants anymore. He can't sob on my shoulder and promise me great lies.
Allison. Oh, would you reach for the telephone, please?
I'll answer for you, sir. Thank you. Hello? Is it Anthony?
Yes, ma'am.
It's no concern of yours if I am here. If you...
Is it Anthony, Allison?
No, Ellen. It isn't Anthony. It's Jim.
Why is Jim Morrison making a telephone call at this late hour to young Widder Brown?